Gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Joshua Zagafis in the Afternoon. This is the afternoon show every single day at 3 p.m. where we talk about dating trends, dating tips, masculinity, attraction, relationships, the stuff you need to know as a man to crush it in your dating life, in your relationship life, to be the successful man with women that you want to be, because women are amazing and we love them and we want to have great relationships. We want to have a great dating life. And that is the business we're in every single day here, gentlemen. And today we have a new dating trend that we need to cover, micro dating. Now, this article was published on Essence.com. The article author is named Dominique Fluker, and it was updated April 17th, 2023. So this one's been out for a little while. And to be honest, I actually saw something about micro dating in a very small clip, had never heard of it before, went and searched it, found this article, which I will link to down in the description, which I think did the best job of anything I found of describing it. So what is it? And is this a good dating trend for you to know? Men, as it turns out, this might be one of the better dating trends I have run across in terms of being useful and actually productive in helping men in their dating lives. And I'm going to explain why. Now, let's just read the title first of all. Quality Time Crunch: How Micro Dating Can Strengthen Your Relationship According to Experts. Now, when I say dating trend, this is actually a dating trend, for people who are dating. So people in a relationship who want to deepen and make their relationship better, okay? And here, I'm just going to read a little of this article for you. Craving more intimacy and connection with your partner, but don't have a lot of time to make it happen? Micro dating can help you deepen your relationship. Now, let's just continue to read a little bit of this. With busy schedules, looming work deadlines, appointments, and in some cases, children to care for. So this is also for married people. Dating while you're married is still very important, gentlemen. It may be difficult to prioritize time alone with your partner or stick to romantic plans. Isn't that the truth? That is the truth. More extensive dates, outings, and vacations can also be pricey. Here's where micro dating enters the group chat. According to Gottman Institute, which is actually John Gottman, author of, well, John Gottman and Julie Schwartz Gottman, authors of The Man's Guide to Women, which is one of my very favorite books about how to understand women from a men's perspective. A very good book, highly recommended. But anyway, let's continue. Here's where micro dating enters the group chat. According to Gottman Institute, an organization that analyzes and researches relationship dynamics, micro dating is the new relationship trend that can help you build intimacy and reconnect with your partner. A micro date is at least 10 minutes of uninterrupted time with your partner to strengthen your connection, communication, and love for one another. Once again, I'm reading this directly from the article because it did such a good job of explaining it. The perk of it is that it's usually a light lift. You can schedule a walk around the neighborhood, grab a coffee from your local shop, play a card game, enjoy a nightcap after dinner with your favorite alcoholic beverage, or simply just cuddle. So that's really it, gentlemen. That's what a micro date is. And I love this idea. Let me tell you why. Here's the thing. In our busy lives, we don't often have time to just do glamorous, luxurious, expensive things all the time. When you decide to date a woman seriously, you are leaving the dating phase of your life and entering the tribe building phase, gentlemen. This is a tenet of evolutionary masculinity. We want to graduate eventually from being kind of the boys in the dating phase to being the men of the tribe building phase. And when you get into those relationships, they require maintenance. They require work and nurturing and nourishment from both the man and the woman. And so this is a fantastic way that when you're busy, when you have kids, when you have jobs, that you can actually spend time together and reconnect and actually continue to deepen that relationship and build that intimacy, even if you're not doing crazy, luxurious things, right? Listen, man, I'm going to tell you the truth about something. You see a lot of glamorous dating on social media and stuff, but here's the nitty gritty of it, man. In real life, dating requires actual work and effort to make it work. There isn't always time for luxurious vacations and cruises and all this stuff that people glamorize on social media. On social media, you see the highlights. You see the snapshots of the most glamorous moments. You don't see the hard work that's put in every single day to connect, the hard work that goes into talking through your issues, resolving conflicts, trying to compromise on elements of the relationship so that everyone can kind of get what they need and everyone feels like they're getting a good enough deal to continue to stick around. This is really important. And plus, there's the commitment aspect of it. When you commit to someone, what does this mean? It means you are agreeing to continue to stick with it, to put effort into it. You are continuing to invest in that. And so when we are looking at investing with our partners, we don't want to think of it as a huge all or nothing thing. It's not like, oh, we're scheduled a week vacation or there's no time to spend time together. That's not the true way of things. The truth is that every single day, if we use something like micro dating, we can carve out a little bit of extra time to spend together. And this is so crucial. And trust me, you being the high value man that you are will doubtlessly make a huge positive impact on your relationship by engaging in micro dating type processes with your significant other, with your girlfriend, with your wife, whatever it may be. So gentlemen, this is actually a good one. I like it. I recommend it highly, especially if you're in a relationship or you're married, you want to take it to the next level and just make those investments in your person that really matter. And they do matter. Investing in your person really does matter. Gentlemen, that is all I have to say on this one. I like this one. What a pleasant surprise to find a dating trend that isn't full of nonsense. I will be back tomorrow morning again at 5 a.m. with another episode. Gentlemen, go with grace and never give up your power. I will see you on the flip side.